Oh, fuck yeah. Here we go. Dirty old fucking 5.5% boxer fucking beer. God, this shit is horrible, huh? Oh, God damn it. Well, let's get this fucking fired up, eh? So I missed the weekend. Fucking sorry. Had a lot of shit going on. Got some good fucking stories. It's fucking Tuesday night. Got fucking big ass boxer beers. Let's fucking get this shit fired up. Fuck yeah. So, I don't know. I see this one dude I used to work security with, and I haven't talked to him in fucking, I mean, years. Like, it's probably been like 15 fucking years. It's probably been like since college. Like, it's been a fucking minute, right? So, I saw him online. I was like, sent him a message. I was like, yo, like, what are you doing these days, bro? Like, I haven't talked to you in forever. And he's just like, oh man, like I'm working at this fucking school for the deaf and the blind as security. He's like, it's really good money. I was like, oh, you work at that, and I know what school he's talking about. It's a big ass school in my city that's like literally for all the blind and deaf kids, and they actually live at this school. And it's actually like a pretty fucking like richy kind of fucking school, right? So I was like, dude, like you gotta have some good fucking stories. He's like, oh man. Fuck yeah, I do. It's like, do you want to go for lunch? I'm buying. He's like, fuck yeah. So we met that next day for fucking lunch, and I fucking met up, and I was like, man, I have a podcast. Fucking, I can you tell me some stories? He's like, fuck yeah, bud. So I figured there'd have to be some good ones, whatever kids fucking around. So I was like, instantly, it's like, yo, so like, what's the fucking deal with that school? Like, I heard like they stay there like year for like the school year, and then they go home. He's like, oh yeah, man. He's like, it's basically like a lot of like rich, blind and deaf kids. He's like, they stay at the school. He's like, it's like a private school. It's like, fuck, eh? Or like, did they ever cause any fucking trouble? He's like, oh my God. And he told me this story from last week. It was so fucking funny. He's like, yeah, so he's like, the school is like basically divided up into like the deaf kids and then the blind kids. But like they congregate and they hang out with each other, like the blind leading the deaf and all that shit and like or whatever the wait, the deaf leading the blind makes more sense. But fucking he's like, yeah, he's like, so he's like, I always have to do fucking checks on them. He's like, they have like they're like little like fucking dorm rooms and shit. So I just go around and do like a night check, like I fucking bang in the door, fucking check in on him. Well, this one time, he's like, I did the check, and he's like, it's probably like 3 in the morning, and he's like, I just had like this bad feeling. I was like, the intuition, eh, bud? He's like, oh fuck yeah. He's like, I felt a fuckery going on. So he's like, I went and checked the rooms again, and he's like, first one I knock on is the deaf kids. And he's like, you gotta knock pretty hard. You gotta fucking shake that fucker so they know you're coming in. And he's like, I open the door. He's like, there's no one in the room. And it's like 2 kids to a room. And he's like, man, what the fuck? Where the fuck are the goddamn deaf kids? Fuck sakes. So he fucking goes around. He starts checking. Like, there's like a shit. There's only like about like 4 deaf kids in their fucking dorm sleeping. Like, the fuck? So he goes over to the other side to the fucking blind kids. He got same shit. Fucking blind kids are missing. He's like, holy fuck, like this is a big deal. I don't know where the fuck they are. So he checks this whole school, and this fucking school is like the size of a fucking high school. It's fucking huge. And he's like, I couldn't find them. He's like, man, he's like, I was gonna be the fucking first security guard that fucking seriously lost all the blind and deaf kids. Like, that's fucking not good. I'm like, holy shit, bro. He's like, man, he's like, I'm gonna do one more check in the school and then I'm gonna figure it out. He goes and checks the school again and he finds this one door open to the roof. And he's like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. 'Cause there's like a keypad that you need a code for to get on the roof. So he's like, fuck it. Checks it, opens the fucking door, goes on the roof of the fucking high school. And who is out on the fucking roof of the high school drinking beer and smoking pot? Yeah, the deaf and blind kids. So he walks, he's like, what the fuck? You guys can't be up here for fuck's sakes. Like, what's going on here? And it's like, it's dark out. It's 3 in the morning. So it's like a lot of the fucking deaf kids can read lips, but they can't read his lips. So they're just sitting there staring at him. And then you got the blind kids, they can hear. And they're just like, yeah, like, we just came up here to get some air. My buddy's like, I can smell pot. That one kid has literally got a joint in his fucking hand, and there is fucking beer right there. And they're just like, fucking blind kid's like, yeah, fuck, man, sorry. Like, don't fucking tell on us, eh? And then he's like, while this is all going on, the deaf kids are like, fucking, the deaf kids can kind of, they can see what the fuck is going on. So they're just like, man, we're in trouble kind of shit. So like, they're trying to communicate, like, what's going on kind of shit, right? And he's just like, you guys, all right, fuck. He's like, I don't know how you guys got up here. I know it was the fucking deaf leading the blind, but he's like, you guys get back to the fuck to your rooms. They're like, all right, fuck, we're sorry. So they fucking lead them all back, and he gets them back in their rooms and shit. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. I was like, did you call anyone? He's like, nah. He's like, that's why I'm in a pile of trouble. I'm like, oh, dude, you didn't report it? He's like, yeah, like, I actually, like, didn't realize, like, how drunk some of the kids were. And he's like, in the morning, basically, like, 3 or 4 kids, I just puked in their room. Just fucking puked all over the place. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. He's like, yeah, dude. He's like, I got in so much trouble for not, like reporting all this shit that, like, people were fucking furious with me. So I was like, dude, like, what did they, did you, like, tell them, like, you were trying to be cool? Like, did you tell them, like, the fucking people that? And he's like, man, like, I told him, like, listen, I, like, you know, kids are gonna be kids, but fucking, you know, they're gonna do shit. And apparently, like I said, this school is pretty rich. Like, you have to spend a pile of money to go, like, to this, you have to have a fucking bit of money to go to this private school. So, like, all these parents were notified, and they're like, what do you mean our deaf and blind kids were getting fucking drunk and high on the fucking roof? Like, that's, how the fuck did they even get up there? It's like, oh, wait, yeah, okay. Well, fuck, that still doesn't make any sense. That's fucking horrible. Fucking Jesus Christ. I was like, dude, so you're getting in serious trouble, eh? He's like, dude, he's like, every one of them dimed me out. He's like, straight up, he's like, every one of them dimed me out. And they're just like, yeah, the security guard said it was okay and just not to worry about it. I was like, fuck, bro. That was probably those goddamn fucking blind kids, eh? They fucking, he's like, fucking narked on you. He's like, yeah, he's like, man, I really just want to go into the fucking, like, blind kids' rooms and just take a shit on their fucking... take shit on their fucking beds just for payback. I was like, dude, I'm like, you said it's a rich school. I'm like, some of those fuckers probably have some nice shit. He's like, oh, dude. He's like, there's one kid and he's got like a collection of Air Jordan sneakers. And apparently they're like really rare. Like, he wears them, but they're like $500-$600 fucking Air Jordan shoes. I'm like, dude, you know what you gotta do? He's like, oh, dude, I'm gonna piss in every one of that fucking kid's Air Jordans. He's like, if I don't get fired, he's like, every one of those fuckers are getting pissed on and shit like that. I was like, fucking dude, like, do it. Fucking do it. And I like told him, like, dude, I'm telling this on my podcast. He's like, no, fucking do it. He's like, by the time you fucking tell this story, he's like, I'm probably gonna be fucking fired. I was like, all right, man. Oh, fuck. And then it's like the middle of the week. And I think I told this story on my last, or I think 2 podcasts ago, is basically my one friend that got charged for, like, rape and abuse. And, like, because he won in, like, family court, he won his kid for 3 days. So, like, his ex-broad went and was like, he raped me, thinking that the kids wouldn't go to him and shit. So they still go to him, but now he has to have a third-party pickup. So, like, the guy's literally been charged for rape. But he can still see his kid. Like, okay, like, that makes a pile of sense, but all right. So, the guys, he has no friends. I'm, like, his only friend. And he's like, man, will you fucking be the third party and, like, pick up my kid from, like, you know, the fucking, my ex? I was like, no, fuck. No way. If she'll charge you with fucking rape, dude, she didn't even like me when you guys were fucking dating. She fucking hated me. I would come over and get drunk and put on death metal, like Slayer and shit, just because I hated her so much. He's like, man, just do it for me. I'm like, fuck's sakes. Like, I guess I always did say I was the friend that, like, I'm the friend you call when you don't have any other friends. I'm the friend you call at 3 o'clock in the morning when a big dude wants to fight you in a fucking bar, and I roll up with a fucking aluminum baseball bat and crack him in the back of the fucking head. That's the type of friend I am. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'll do your fucking Muslim child pickups for fuck's sakes. So There was fucking one on Wednesday and then one on Thursday. And I was like, okay, I went and his dad came from a fucking another town and kind of showed me what to do. Like, hey, this is what we got to do. You know, she's going to be recording us. She fucking puts her phone up and records us because she's a crazy fucking Muslim. I'm like, all right, bro, like, whatever. So the first time we went, fucking picked the kid up, no issues at all. Like, okay, whatever. Then the second time came this week. Me and his dad go fucking, but we pick him up and it's like in this park, and the park is like in the middle of nowhere. And we go and there's like, I don't know if you guys know like Muslims, but they all kind of dress the same. Like they got the hijab and the guys like wear like they look like their fucking silk pajamas and shit. You can see their dicks and shit. Yeah, so we went to pick him up, this kid up, and fucking, there's like Muslims strategically placed around the fucking playground. I'm like, something's going on. So I whip out my phone and I hit the fucking camera and record really quick. And we pick up the kid, and as we're walking out, I shit you not, I look at, there's like a guy in the grass reading a book. And as we're walking away, the guy like picks up his phone and like kind of points it down like by him sitting on the grass recording us. I'm like, what the fuck? Then we walk further, and then there's like another girl over by the tree, and she's got a hijab and the whole Muslim shit. She's got her phone, and she's just playing on her phone, but she's got her phone up recording us. I was like, dude, there's no way this bitch is like recording us like this. And then we get to the car, and we put the kid in the car and shit, and I look across the car directly across from us. There's like a Muslim couple in the fucking car recording us. Like, really? Like, what do you guys think's gonna happen? You think I'm gonna shake the kid or something? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers? Like, have some goddamn sense. So, what the girl, like, his ex actually walked with us back to the car and watched me put this kid in the goddamn car seat. And I put him in, I was like, all right, fucking shut the door. And she's like, okay, bye. And she's like waving to the kid. And I just like open the door. I'm like, yeah, okay, we're good. And she looks at me and she's like, I don't know what the fuck, it's like the greeting that Muslims give. It's like, Allah salama makeum, or whatever the fuck it is. It's like, Allah salama makeum. And I was just like, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And then the dude's dad starts laughing, and we get in the car, and fucking we go back, and my buddy's like, man, like, what the fuck, well, you guys, like, what the fuck happened? I was like, dude, like, I told him the whole story, and I told him, like, Jesus loves you. He's like, you fucking idiot. Why would you say that? And I was like, no. Fuck you. If she can say some goddamn Muslim fucking shit to me, I can tell her that Jesus loves her. Fuck you. He's like, God damn it, man. Can you please keep it cool? I'm like, no, I'm not keeping it cool. When I go pick up your fucking kid, because she charged you with rape, I have to go pick up your kid now. And fucking, and she's got motherfucking Muslim spies hiding in the trees and in the fucking grassy knoll. Like, fuck you, bud. No, I'm not playing games. I'm like, he's Irish just like I'm Irish, but he's like the calm Irish. He's like the northern Irish part of the island. I'm from the southern part of Ireland. The ones where all we want to do is fight, fuck, and drink. Like, and that's the way of me. I'll never change. I just can't stand bitches. Like, if you're a bitch, like, that's fine. Like, I can put up with it for a little bit. But if you're going to be a bitch for, like, consistently, your shit clock's ticking with me. That's it, right? So I got the kid back to him, and I was like, all right, bud, well, fuck, there you go. He's like, you got to pick the kid up by yourself next weekend. No fucking bullshit. You be there and be fucking normal, Mike. All right, bud, like, I'll be fucking normal. Like, don't worry. Like, I'll put on a little show for your ex-Muslim fucking broad who charged you for rape, you fucking idiot. He's like, thank you, I appreciate it. Fuck off. Jesus Christ. Ah, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. My other little story, too. We talked about it on other casts, but if you look it up, it's one of my favorite episodes. One of my favorite episodes. It's like, stay-at-home dad, deadbeat dad. My kid divorced me. Just look up my kid divorced me. And it's like this fucking Sean guy. And I went on his podcast probably like 5-6 months ago. Biggest mistake ever. I'm not even going to tell you. Like, you can probably just search Waffle Stomping Podcast on YouTube. And it'll pop up and you'll see like this ugly look. It looks all professional, but it has like this dude I used to fucking be friends with, and then this twisted up, crippled up motherfucking, he just looks like a pedophile, but that's his partner. And I was like, I went on his podcast and just basically made a fool of myself. Because not only was I drunk, but I was on, I was high on cold meds. Like, I was high on fucking, like, cold fucking flu medication. Like, drunk, fucking high, and then high on marijuana. So I was like four ways from fucked. I think all I did was talk about, like, aliens coming back to take over. I really don't believe it, but I just fucking hate the guy. And I was like, my biggest regret. I was like, why the fuck did I even go on that? But he, like, started messaging me. And he's like, hey, man, like, you know, when are you going to have me on your podcast? And then, like, the back of my head, I'm like, never. Never. Like, because you're a fucking worthless piece of shit. And you're not even in my realm of funny. So I was like, oh, no, we'll get you on someday, bud. And I'm like, fuck you. Well, he's like, hey, I got something to show you. And he sends me all these pictures. And they're all naked pictures of this girl. And the girl is, when I first met this guy, I met him at this fucking insurance building, and we worked with this guy with severe autism. Like, this guy had, like, autism to the 10th power, but he could still kind of, like, he was still moderately cool. He just didn't really understand socialization or whatever. Well, basically, when we worked there, he started fucking this autistic guy's fiance, and I'm going to say this autistic guy's, this fiance was fucking cute. Like, she was a cute bitch, but, like, dude, you don't steal a girl from an autistic dude. You don't do that. That's fucking like, that's like robbing an old woman. You don't do it. You can do it, but you don't do it because you're a piece of shit. But I was like, man, like, what the fuck do you still have naked pictures of this girl for? He's like, oh man, like, I'm talking to her again. I was like, dude, that literally was like 2010. That was like 13 years ago, man. I'm like, isn't she married to him now? And they're like, oh yeah, they're married. And like, you know, I'm married, but like, we're just having a bit of fun on the side. And I was like, dude, like, this guy's such a piece of shit. He had a fiance and was cheating on her with this girl, like the fucking autistic guy's fucking fiance. His wife found out about it and left him. And then his kid divorced him. He had another kid with, like, a Mexican girl. He doesn't acknowledge it. He's got five kids, but he only acknowledges three of them. And if you listen to the episode, karma is a bitch. Because karma gave him three autistic kids that shit, eat each other's shit, and they'll smear each other's shit on the walls. It's a fucked episode. Listen to it. But, like, I told him, I was like, dude, why don't you stop? Like, you're married. Like, why the fuck do you do this? And he's like, oh man, like, you gotta have a bit of fun, like, when you're married, dude. I was like, no, you don't. You fucking don't. And, like, I had this conundrum in my head. I was like, should I fucking tell on him? Should I just, because I have the autistic guy on my Facebook. I feel like I should just send this autistic guy all his naked pictures of his wife and be like, yo, your boy Sean is still fucking your fiance, just so you know. But, like, I don't know, I feel like karma may come back at me a bit. And I don't know if I should do it or not, but I really want to destroy this guy's life. Like, you're a piece of shit, I don't even like you anymore, fuck you. But I'm gonna fucking maybe leave that fucking one alone, or I'm gonna dwell on it, so we'll fucking see how it goes, but I don't know, fuck it. Oh, but last fucking story, it's pretty good, I think. I have a buddy at work, really cool dude, his name's Paul. Fucking, he knows I have a podcast, and just before I left work, fucking, he's like, man, I got a story for your podcast. Fuck yeah, tell me, bud. He's like, oh yeah, he's like, well, my dad, he worked in a factory for 20 fucking years, and one day, he's like, you know what, fuck this. He's like, I'm going where the money's at. I'm going into dead bodies. I'm like, dude, your dad didn't grave rob motherfuckers, dude. He's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I always go, my brain goes to the absolute worst when people say shit like that. He's like, oh, no, man. He's like, my dad became a mortician. He's like an undertaker. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Like, that's all right. Here, let me take a drink of this dirty shit. Fuck, that tastes like shit. I almost puked. Oh, Jesus. But anyways, so he's like, yeah, my dad's a mortician, and he actually works for, like, the city and whatnot. So, like, if there's like a death and like the city like is notified, like they call him. I was like, oh, that's cool, man. Like, whatever. Like, that'd be a really shitty job because there's probably a lot of shitty people that die that don't have coverage and whatever, right? So this one day he's just like, oh yeah, he's like, do you know that apartment like down from like you and your mom's place? Because his mom and dad are divorced. And he's like, yeah, what about it? He's like, oh, I was there the other day. He's like, I picked up a body. And he's like, oh yeah, fuck, what happened? He's like, oh, like the guy fucking died, like natural causes, but he was dead for about like 2 weeks. And like me, no, I worked in a fucking morgue at one time. I used to take the bodies down for the emergency room, so I've been in a morgue hundreds of times. I know how the bodies, like, their stages of decay. I was like, dude, like that would be like that body would be melting. And he's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah. And he's like, dude, he's like, it was like in the summertime, like it was the beginning of this summer. I'm like, oh fuck, dude. So he's like, yeah, he's like, best part about the story is, he's like, so basically, since it's with like the city, it's like the city morgue kind of thing, they get students, like college and university students that want to be morticians and shit. And a lot of people just do it for the money, right? And so he gets this fresh college fucking kid, it's like young face motherfucker. And like he tells him before, he's like, listen, we're going to this fucking place. They've been dead for 2 weeks. There's body fluid leaking out to all their extremities. Like this is gonna be dirty. So the guy's like, oh, no problem. Like I can fucking handle it, dude. So they go. I guess they get there. I guess the guy was melting into the floor. Like I guess when he had a heart attack and fell in the middle of the fucking floor. Like he just like fell and like he was a bigger guy. I guess when he was around 200 pounds, 230 something. So like all that fat congeals and just starts melting into the floor. So they scrape this motherfucker off the floor, and while they're doing it, this college kid is like just going white, just white as a ghost. And the fucking buddy's dad's like, "Hey, are you all right? Like, what the fuck?" He's like, "No, I'm good. Like, let's do it." So they get him in the body bag and fucking whatnot. And it's not, they don't clean up the scene. They just take the body and fucking bolt, right? So they put this fucking body in the body bag. And fucking, I guess as soon as they fucking peel this dead body off the ground, it's just all the fluid start like going different places. And like, all right, so they put it in the body bag and they get him up in a stretcher. Well, it was a fucking 4-story walk up with no elevator. So they had to go down 4 flights of stairs, fucking no elevator, with a fucking dead body that's basically turning into jello. And they're going down. And buddy's dad's like, hey, do you want me to go on the bottom? Because there's going to be fucking fluid fucking going all over that bag. It's not going to come out of the bag, but it's going to be kind of gross. And the kid's like, no, I got it. I got it. You know, you want to kind of show face because he kind of looked like a fucking bitch going white before, right? So they're going down the stairs. And I guess when they go down the stairs, the one strap on the fucking, on the stretcher kind of snapped. And then the whole body shifted. And the kid was on the bottom, like bringing it down, and the whole, I guess, the feet and a bunch of the liquid that came out of the body just went to the bottom of the bag and was like rested on this kid's face and his shoulder. Like, it's not out of the bag, but there's still like all this like fucking fluid and just hell on earth just resting on this kid's fucking shoulder. And the kid starts gagging. Like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Like, don't you do it. Don't you fucking puke. Don't you do it. And the kid's like, I'm good. I'm not gonna do it. And then they get down the stairs, and as soon as they got outside and the fresh air hit him, he just puked all over the body bag. Just fucking. And I guess when he puked, I guess the guy, his dad, took the kid out for like breakfast, and the kid got bacon and eggs. So the kid puked up bacon, eggs, and coffee all over this body bag. And then the kid's dad, or my buddy's dad, was like, man, like, I get it, everybody pukes, but dude, like the smell of like puked eggs and like coffee and bacon, it almost made me puke. And then he's like, we had to drive back to the fucking morgue, the city morgue. And he's like, all I could smell in the goddamn fucking car was like puked up eggs and bacon. He's like, I was gagging the entire way because of that. Holy fuck. That's crazy. He's like, yeah, just so you know, man. He's like, my dad never, he said that kid's never coming back. It's like, yeah, man, I would imagine if, like, you can't scrape a dude off the floor and throw him into a body bag with a gag and you're in the wrong profession. That's the wrong profession, bud. fuck, what do we add here? 25 minutes. Fuck, it was all right. It was fucking all right. I think so. Anyways, motherfuckers, have a good week. We'll see you on the weekend. I'm going to try to get back on this weekend groove, but I just go where the stories fucking, where the stories go. So, have a good week. Have a good weekend. Get fucked up.